possibly the most powerful question ever pondered by philosophers is, what is the meaning of life? Maybe you've asked that question as well. Especially when dark times come our way, we might wonder, what's the point of all this? What's the point of our life? As we celebrate Mary Magdalene this morning, we celebrate a model of discipleship. We look to a life that was not perfect by any means, yet it was transformed by Jesus. In Luke's gospel, we hear the calling of Mary Magdalene earlier in Luke's gospel, where Jesus cast out 7 demons. And it was in that moment that Jesus so powerfully came to Mary to call her away from a life of sin to a life of holiness. From that moment unto eternity, nothing would ever be the same for Mary Magdalene. Mary teaches us the value of service and sacrifice as she anointed Jesus' feet with the expensive perfume. It wasn't about the money. It was about giving Jesus nothing but the best and making whatever kind of sacrifice she could for the sake of her Lord. Over the years, Mary knew and followed Jesus. She learned much and was so incredibly drawn to him. She knew that she couldn't live without Jesus. Even in the midst of fear on that first Good Friday, she stood by the cross. The other disciples fled and were hiding, thinking they were next, but not Mary. Jesus had stood by her side countless times in their couple years together. She couldn't help but stand by his side. Not even death could squelch her longing to be with Jesus. And as we heard in the gospel, she was the first one to come to the empty tomb and to experience the risen Lord. Mary, in her own way, before meeting Jesus, had been asking that question for a long time. What's the meaning of life? Through her own demons, her own sin, it was really an asking of that question. And then Jesus showed up and changed the course of history. It wasn't her own power or mere desire that kept her close to Jesus. It was the grace of that first encounter and a life of discipleship. We've all encountered Jesus and been brought out of our sin through baptism. Yet we still have those moments where we fall, we turn away, we're drawn away from Jesus, and he comes to pick us up again. When our sin causes us to question the fundamentals of life, we need to turn only to one person, Jesus Christ. But then what do we do? And that's really the challenge presented to us this morning. Here we have this great model of discipleship in Mary Magdalene, someone who overcame her demons quite literally, was drawn to Jesus, stood by his side, the first to see him. So that's set before us, but then what do we do? Do we hold it up as a nice story, something to strive for, knowing that we're never going to get there? Or do we look at our own lives and say, how can we be close to Jesus? How can I long to be with him? How can I stand with him at the cross? It starts first with prayer. Mary had a deep longing for Jesus because of her relationship with him. Again, it wasn't her own power or self-motivation. The more she longed for Jesus, it was because of the stronger her relationship was. The same holds true for us. The more we get to know him, the more we're never going to want to leave his side. And so we pray for that grace this morning, looking at that model of discipleship, remembering that, yeah, our path of discipleship will always lead to the cross, true, but discipleship also will always lead to the empty tomb.